Last week we were in messages 49 and 50.
Yes.
We've got, what, 6 more weeks about to go. We had the divine and rich provision for our constant salvation.
Amen.
And we have the sacrifice of your faith.
Right.
So I was, oh Lord Jesus, I'm just going to read you the 5 rich provisions.
Amen.
And then I'm going to touch a little bit on the next message. The 5 rich provisions, these are all from Philippians 2, 5 through 11.
Yeah.
And in 5 through 7, 16 actually, but 5 through 11 is the pattern and the standard of the living of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We have this standard set, and we have to learn that this standard is not just a list of rules or something we need to imitate.
Yeah. Right.
So how do we do that? It's by the next provision, which is the inner operating God.
Amen.
And the third provision is that we're children of God.
Amen.
How is that a provision? It's because to become children, we have to receive the life from our Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We receive the life from our Father.
Amen.
We have His life and nature.
Amen.
And the fourth provision is that we can now shine as luminaries.
Amen.
That's to reflect the light of our Father. Amen. And we can hold forth the word of life.
Amen.
Wow. So that was Life Study 49, and 50 was on the sacrifice of your faith. It's from this particular phrase in verse Philippians 2:17, where Paul said he's about to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith. And Brother Lee asked, what is this faith that is being poured out upon? It is deeper than just our believing in the Lord Jesus. Every believer has faith, right?
Amen.
But that's one measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
The faith of believing in the Lord and then we're saved. Right. But Paul here is talking about a deeper kind of faith.
Amen.
And I was just touched by the end. He said, it's the sum total of your experience, enjoyment, and gain of Christ.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes. Sum total.
Sum total of your experience.
So this is, there's a lot here, saints, but just, we need this kind of faith.
Amen.
And I have to ask, how much faith do you have?
Amen.
How much experience, enjoyment, and gaining of Christ that results in a faith that could even be an offering to God.
Amen.
This is what we need to aspire for.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Even
Jesus.
That we could be a joy to those who care for us.
Amen.
Because of the Christ that we've gained.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the sacrifice of our faith.
Amen.
Amen.